Blog Talk Radio.
Edition of Sports Urban Legend. I'm with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I'm of course Leon Ramo. What's up, Macaulay?
What's up, man?
Hey, nothing much. You know, just a busy sports day. You know, football. The last day, the last week of baseball, especially for teams that you know that are out of postseason contention, like my Mets. And you know, the NBA lockout still going on. And, you know, we'll basically, you know, we'll talk a little, we'll lead off with, we'll kick off with a little Jets, little Giants, talk a little bit about the Mets, recap the first game of the doubleheader of the Yankees, as Red Sox is trying to avoid their collapse, but looks like it's going to happen, but we'll talk about that momentarily as they play the second game of their doubleheader, right after this show ends. And lastly, but not usual, you know, talk a little sports, entertainment, and everything else, as usual. So anybody, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, feel free to call 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. Feel free to call, talk sports, entertainment, anything else. It's your show. I'm just a figurehead. So without further ado, let's talk about the Jets here. They're in the third quarter. The game's tied 17. And Mark Sanchez, he's having a decent game, but the second half he hasn't looked that well. I mean, he's been getting sacked like crazy the second half for you, the third. But so far he's thrown for 199 yards, one touchdown and one interception thus far. And LT, the new LT, he got a touchdown also. So they need to they really need to wake up.
Tie game right now.
Yeah.
17-17.
Yeah, it's still leaving.
Looks like Sanchez may have suffered a concussion or something.
Yeah, he's been getting sacked a lot. Especially
or broken nose or something.
In this third quarter, yeah, they're telling him right now as we speak. Crazy. Oh boy. Like they got a flag on Cromartie. But that's an interesting note. Hopefully it's not anything serious, but like you said, it looks like it's might be a concussion. He's been taking a lot of hits this game, especially in this third quarter alone.
Yeah.
They really need to get the actor together.
Well, if he could play, you know, hopefully they don't have to put Mark Brunell in the game.
Yeah.
Mark Brunell's like, what, 60 years old or something?
I think so. I think he lists himself as 40, but I think he is 103. But, man. And it's still tied, but they, you know, they really need to improve.
Yep.
And your boys, the Jets, I mean, rather the Giants, they won 29-16 over the Eagles.
That was a big win. Big win for Giants.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, because they're divisional rivals, and, of course, they exercise the ghost of DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, last time we met the Eagles, you know, it was that collapse, that last game when DeSean Jackson went for ran for a punt return touchdown.
Yeah, as you recall, you saw that firsthand.
Mm-hmm. I was there at the stadium that day, and it was not good. Went home very depressed.
Yeah, kind of like me when I go watch my Mets, play. You know, live. Most of the time, I end up going home and depressing myself too. But
that's true. Well, I mean, it was a very depressing loss, but we needed to win tonight. Today, you know, it's a big game. I know it's only the third game of the season, but you know, any win against a division rival, you know, it's a good win.
Oh yeah. No,
even if it's early in the season, you know.
Oh no doubt. They all count.
Yep.
Yeah, I play those guys twice a year, so, you know, it's important to maintain your hold in the division.
Yeah, and they've had that number. The last six meetings, we've been unable to beat them, so today we finally beat them. You know, Manning had a good game, threw for 250 yards, four TDs. Victor Cruz, wide receiver, he was starting for Manningham, was injured. He had a big game today. He had, like, over 100 yards and receiving.
Yeah, 110 with two touchdowns.
Yeah, he was good. So, you know, might be a part of that wide receiver pair of a wide receiver threat of Knicks and Manningham when he comes back. So, you know, we're looking for someone to fill Steve Smith's shoes, who's no longer, you know, with the team. He left for didn't leave for Eagles or Dallas. One of those two teams?
I think it's one of those two teams, if my memory serves me right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Manning, you know, he had a great game. He went 16 for 23, two for 254 yards with the four TDs, you know.
Yeah, and the running game, you know, the running game was good. Bradshaw was good as usual, and Jacobs, and, you know, the defense held up. The defense was very good today.
Yeah, and I was just going to get to that. The most importantly, the defense shut down Vic's running game. Yeah, he didn't go for any touchdowns really, so that's really held him down.
Yeah, Vic's he was complaining after the game, saying, you know, he doesn't know why he doesn't get more flags when he's being knocked down and hit in the head. Oh, please, man, just take it like a man.
Well, he runs around like a running back, so I mean, what does he expect?
Yeah,
it's not like he like stand around stationary and, you know, moves around a little bit. This guy's like active. I mean,
he's
a threat with his foot and his hand. Now with his hands, ever since he returned, you know, from prison, he's actually became, you know, the passer that people've been knocking him not being when he was with the Falcons. So
I know, right? Stop complaining. Those dogs can complain when he's executing them.
Oh my god.
So.
That's cold.
You're saying.
Oh man. But I mean, you're right. You have a point there. I mean,
the pipe down, Vic. It's a man sport. Stop crying. But it was a good win, and yeah, right now in the division. Well, yeah, in the division lead right now since Dallas and Washington, they play tonight. So, actually, Monday night, I should say, they play. So we'll see what happens in that game.
So right now, you could just relax a bit. You guys are in the lead.
Yes. Enjoy the moment.
The Dolphins lost to the Browns. They're 0-3.
Yeah.
So
I thought the Browns would win. But damn, the Browns didn't help me out on the spread. Playing a pool, my job, they didn't beat the spread today.
And here's big news right here in AFC East news. The Patriots lost to the Bills.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that.
Those are 3-0, and Patriots lost their first game. Final score 34-31. And the Bills, man, they stopped Brady.
Yeah. Brady had like 4 interceptions, I heard.
Yeah, he did.
Very shocking.
Yeah. I guess it shows that Tom Brady is human.
Yeah.
He went for 387 yards, 4 touchdowns, and the 4 interceptions as you just alluded to.
Because, like, during the Giants, they're trying to update that, you know, they're up like 14-0. I was like, oh, okay, this game's over. Patriots are going to win. Then, like, later on, they show, like, the game's Bills take the lead. I was like, what the hell? And, like, Brady threw, like, 4 interceptions. I was surprised by that.
Anybody would, especially in New England. I mean, it ain't pretty in New England right now with the Red Sox, you know, collapsing.
Yeah. Yeah, the Red Sox, that's another story.
Yeah, and I guess we'll shift to that right now. The Red Sox, I mean, the Yankees, you know, they won the first game.
Yep, a doubleheader today to make up for a game that was rained out on Friday. And, yeah, the Yankees beat the Red Sox 6-3, I think, or 6-2. That's the score because, you know, Jacoby Ellsbury, you know, he scored all of their runs today.
Yeah, you're right.
6-2. Yeah, he scored He had 2 home runs, so he's at 30 home runs and 100 RBIs for the season. And you know, he also has 30 stolen bases, so he's had a great year. But the Red Sox, man, they're choking. They're like 5-18 in September, and they're just a half game over to Tampa in the wild card. And if they lose tonight, they'll be tied with Tampa going in the next 3 games, the 3 final games of the season.
Yep.
So if they lose tonight, it's in Tampa's hands to win those next 3 games, but they'll be facing the Yankees, so it'll be very hard.
Exactly. Tampa, you know, if, you know, as we expect Boston to choke tonight, you know, Tampa has their destiny, and Yankees, I mean, they hate Red Sox, I mean.
Man, I would love nothing to see better than Red Sox collapse.
Even if you guys lose these next 3 games, even though you guys don't need it?
Hey, I don't care. Let's do it.
The fix. This is the biggest fix since the Black Sox scandal.
I don't care. I love to see Boston fans crying. Love it.
Well, it looks like it's going to happen now.
Love it. Lackey's going to go tonight in a doubleheader versus Supernova, so that's going to be a good one. Lackey's been horrible this year. He hasn't lived up to expectations.
Yeah, that's another thing why those guys shouldn't go to the postseason, because, I mean, the pitching has been horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just living off their past reputation, how good those guys used to be.
Pitching has been horrible. Bullpen has been, banged up and terrible. Crawford, he hasn't really had the season that they expected for a $100 million guy.
Yeah.
You heard what Cashman said earlier this week?
No, I haven't. What did he say?
He said that when they were when he went to meet with Crawford's agent, he wasn't really interested in Crawford. He was just trying to get the Red Sox to drive up the price on Crawford. Because he knew he had to play in Gardner, who's like Crawford anyway, but for $100 million less. So he just pretended to be interested in Crawford to get Red Sox to drive up the price.
That just makes him look – I'm sorry, Cashman, but that just makes him look stupid. I mean, why would
Red Sox did the same thing with Mariano.
Seriously, why would you say that? I mean, why would you have a fake thing, even if that was the reason to drive up the price? Why would you admit that?
Hey, Red Sox have done the same thing to us, so...
Oh, yeah, you guys have been doing that for at least a decade. I mean, that's why you guys got...
That's gamesmanship, man.
That's why you guys got Jose Canseco in 2000.
Gamesmanship. They do it, we do it.
Yeah, you guys... I know you guys... Both of you guys do that.
But I'm glad he did it, because now they stuck with Crawford, who did not really have a great year this year. I mean,
hey,
you have Gardner, who's, making $100 million less. I'll play him for the season.
No, I have no problem with them trying to outgame each other, but he shouldn't have admitted that.
Yeah, that's true.
I think he should have kept that indoors. I think he should have kept that in-house, Because, I mean...
Hey, that'll make the Red Sox cry even more. Love it. Love it.
Well, another thing, speaking of the Yankees, yesterday was the 50th anniversary of Roger Maris hitting the... number 61 in 1961, ironically. And Maris's boys were there to, at the stadium, to celebrate the, their father's accomplishment. And as you would expect, before when they thought McGuire broke the record, legitimately, they were supporting him, but. After they found out for sure that he, that he's been cheating, taking steroids and other performance-enhancing drugs,
mm-hmm.
Now they feel that their father, as you would expect, should have the record, and I totally agree with them.
Well, yeah, Bonds broke it after McGuire.
Yeah, after Bonds broke it, right, that's true.
Sosa broke it, too.
Sosa broke it, too, but...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but he didn't set the official record, but like you said, he did break it also. I think he hit 66 that year.
Yeah.
When McGuire hit 70, and then of course,
both of them broke it. Yeah.
All three of them broke it.
Yeah.
Even though Sosa, doesn't get any credit for it because he didn't set the record.
Right.
But what was I going to say? And another thing, I think that we should take it a step further. They should do the same thing for the all-time record with Barry Bonds. I think Hank Aaron should still be recognized as the all-time home run, leader. But
yeah.
You know how baseball is. They don't want any more controversy. So they're leaving everything the way as it is, even though we all know it's tainted.
Yeah.
Some people don't care,
Me, I don't care.
See?
Yeah,
there you go.
I mean, maybe they should put an asterisk, but then again, you know.
Asterisks are not mine anyway. We know.
I mean, these players did take steroids, but, I mean, you don't know, like, really when they if they took it their whole career. I mean, it's tough.
That's true, but if they didn't think they needed it, they wouldn't, you know, do these stuff to their bodies. And
yeah.
And if you ask McGuire, he to this day, he still think he would have did all those accomplishments without the performance enhancing. Bonds said the same thing, too.
Yeah.
Bonds was saying it's all about hand-eye coordination, all that stuff. I mean, of course, it has something to do with it, but then again, the power. You know,
right.
Instead of breaking down, you know, with their age, you know. You know, they still have the energy of a 20-something-year-old guy, you know, to produce
right.
all these records, so.
Right.
They both go hand in hand, in my opinion. And briefly on the NBA lockout, there was rumors that the owners were willing to budge a bit, but especially the big time owners. But apparently the small markets, you know they're steadfast that you know they want to have the hard cap. But right now it's like a crapshoot. Who knows what's really going on with these guys?
Yeah, man, the season may never start.
Yeah, by the way, a couple of days ago, they officially canceled the first week of preseason. I mean, I think
soccer.
It's pretty obvious we're not playing any preseason period.
Yeah. The season's not going to start on time, man. We're in freaking late September. People are comparing. Selfish. Don't care about the fans.
No, they don't. They definitely don't. And let's see, another thing, I guess I'll talk quickly about the Mets before I shift gears. Mets, they lost 9-4 yesterday to Phillies. Phillies snapped their 8-game losing streak. They picked up their 99th win of the year. Normally I'd be down about it, but I was just hoping we'd win the second doubleheader, you know, so that would ensure that even if they won today, which they did with Halliday on the mound, and unfortunately with Pelfrey on the mound for the Mets today, you know, that would ensure that Mets wouldn't suffer, you know, the loss and be the Phillies' 100th victim, as
yeah.
they would have gotten their 100th win in this series. But since we won the two games Friday and on Saturday, because there was a doubleheader, you know, they're not going to get their 100th win against us.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, another team that's falling apart is the Braves.
Yeah, I just saw that they lost to the Nationals today.
Yeah. And St. Louis, I believe Braves and Phillies are playing against each other. And St. Louis and Astros are facing each other. So looks like Cards might sneak into the playoffs just like they did in 06.
Yeah.
And hopefully what happened in 06 won't happen again.
Never know. Anything can happen.
As they did win the 06 championship, which I still see that in my nightmares. But good thing the Mets, you know, they won the first two games. I'm trying to remember. The first game, what was the score like? 6-3, I think, was the first score.
Yeah,
I think it was the first score. I can't remember. And yesterday's score was 6-3, because Mets they were trailing 3-0, and then they scored 5 runs in that one inning because
that goal meant
Hunter Pence had a 2-run error, which caused 5 more runs to score. So, and Raiders are leading right now as we speak, 23-17. As they're gonna try to kick the extra pointer.
Oh.
Won't score that touchdown. The Bills scoring at home. 27-yard touchdown. Nobody could have touched that guy.
And look at the Raiders playing all good.
Mm-hmm. Black hole.
Did you just say black hole?
Yeah, that's what they call the fans over there.
That's what I refer to this one black girl that I knew in high school. That's what I called her crotch area.
Oh, my.
But that's a different subject.
Yeah, that's a different subject for another time, my friend.
Yeah, I never knew why they called it the black hole. Like,
I don't know. I guess with the fans' negativity, they think there's a vortex or a portal. I don't know. I don't know why they call them the black hole. But
they still have blood and crips in the stands watching the Raiders.
That's their problem over there. But, yeah, what was I going to say? So, Acosta, he got saves in both of the doubleheaders, so. Good thing Mets got 2 out of 3.
Yep.
But lastly, let's shift gears to what happened in sports entertainment.
WWE.
Yep. Let me see what happened. Miz and Truth got fired. Of course, you know that's the storyline purposes.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, even though we know that it's fake. Weren't you a little surprised when he just came out and said they were fired?
Yeah, I'm surprised by that. I don't think they're good enough. I don't think they'll be back.
You don't think they'll be back?
I think they will be back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think it's just storyline purpose.
Yeah.
And looks like Daniel Bryan might turn heel.
Yeah, it looks like that.
Because of the whole Sin Cara thing. Of course, they still haven't resolved the 2 Sin Caras. So there's one, the original Sin Cara is good, and the other Sin Cara is,
bad
guy. So eventually they're going to have a Sin Cara versus Sin Cara feud.
Maybe at Survivor Series we might see that.
Hey, maybe at Survivor Series. Who knows? There's the the pay-per-view they're going to have before that is Hell in the Cell, and it's going to be the first ever triple threat match. What was I going to say? Against Cena, who won his 113th million title at a Night of Champions, what a shocker.
Yep.
And congrats to Mark Henry, even though, I mean, me and you aren't Mark Henry fans, but it's about time they gave the guy a shot,
years
in the business.
He deserved it.
Yeah. And oddly enough, he's the underdog instead of Orton. And he has at least 400 pounds over him.
Yeah.
But that's WWE. And lastly, TNA, this Thursday, they're going to announce Hulk Hogan's big announcement.
Oh.
Spoiled it, but I won't spoil it for
Okay.
The 2 people out there who
can't wait to see that.
In entertainment, sports entertainment, another sports entertainment. Ronald says that when he was with the Stars, and he kicked his name to Meta World. People didn't know about that.
Yes.
He got eliminated 1 day later after My co-host, McCauley Matthew. I am William Ramon. I'll see you guys next week. See you guys later.
Peace.